Shramani Didi, September 18th, Lalita Astakam.
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Nama Yam Kavajanta Manupeta Mapeta Krityam Dvaitaya No Virahaka Tadva Jivava Petre Titan Navatava Tadva Banidas Tam Sarva Bhuta Hidayam Mani Manatosmi Bhaktya Vinda Aparada Lakshay Chittasya Kamadi Tarangamadi Kripa Maritam Sharanam Prapadyam Bindi Namaste Charanara Vindam Tavaivasmi Tavaivasmi Najivani Tandina Iti Vigyanaditam Naman Charanantike. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev, Nichalila Pravishta Aung Vishnupad, Astotra Sita Shri Shrimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Shiksha Gurudev. Aum Vishnupad Astotra Sita Shri Shrimad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our disciplic succession and all the assembled devotees. This class or discussion is part of a course, a 22, how many classes, Santi? 30
classes.
How many classes? 30 minute classes on the Gaudiya Gita Gucha songbook, which is recorded for Isha Prabhu's internet class procedures. So this is the third day. We've discussed the Jayadvani prayers, which bring us to life in the morning when we awaken, which give life to our bhajans, to our mangalartik, to our honoring of prasadam. Then we discussed the Mangalacharana prayers, and we're in the midst of that discussion. How we always begin Guru Mukha Padma Vaikya Chitete Kori Aikya Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma. The first step in any worship is worship of Guru. We can't worship anybody else except through our Gurudev. So always we worship him first, then going up the disciplic succession to his guru, all the Vaishnavas, Gaunatai and their associates, Radha Krishna and their associates. So because today in some countries of the world, and tomorrow in other countries of the world, it is the Divine Appearance Day of Lalita Devi. Today we're going to jump to the bhajan about Lalita Devi on page 188. So we'll sing each verse, and then I'll read the translation, and maybe there's something to say, and then we'll go on and sing the next verse together. Radhamukunda Pada Sambhava Garma Bindu Nirmanchano Pakarani Krita Deha Laksham Uthangasavida Visheshavasat Pagalvam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. I offer obeisances unto the outspoken Sri Lalita Devi, who is charmingly endowed with many beautiful, sweet qualities. She has natural expertise in all arts, and thus her service self-manifests. She wipes away the glittering drops of perspiration which appear upon the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Madhav when they meet, and she is perpetually immersed in the most elevated mellow of Sohrida Ras, or undivided absorption in fulfilling the heart's desire of her intimate friend, Srimati Radhika. So Lalita is the original Kaya Vyuha Roop of Srimati Radhika. We know that Krishna has so many Kaya Vyuha, means expansions. And Kaya Vyuha means these expansions look the same and they have the same mood. But when we add Roop to Kaya Vyuha Roop, that means those personalities are expansions of Radhika, but they have their own individual moods and their own form and beauty. So Radhika is Govinda Sarvasva. She's the all and all, the be all and end all of Govinda. And she's Govinda Mohini, the bewilderer of Govinda. And she's Govinda Nandini, the only one who can give pleasure to Krishna. But in being that only one, she assumes many, many forms. And these forms have varieties of ages, moods. For example, we see in this verse that Lalita is called Pragalbha. Pragalbha means outspoken. She's not afraid to insult Krishna or chastise him or chastise Radharani if she needs to correct Radharani on her behavior. So the word here is haughty, arrogant, but there's no English equivalent, because we'll always think of some material arrogance or material haughtiness or material outspokenness, but it's nothing like that. And the only way we can understand her outspokenness is by being there. There's no other way. Prem is not understood by deliberation. This is Radharani herself speaking. She's telling Krishna, disguised as the demigoddess in Prem Samput. Prem is not understood by deliberation, and it's not understood by not deliberating on it. It's only understood by one who has it. So to understand Radharani's nature or Lalita's nature, the only way is by being there. Or as Gurudev said, when you stop thinking that you're a lady or a lad, then we can understand these subjects that are beyond the material time and space. So as Radharani's first expansion, she's always engaged in assisting in Radharani's service to Krishna. So here, when Radha and Krishna are relaxing in fatigue after their amorous pastimes, Srimati Lalita Devi fans and thus wipes away the perspiration so that the divine couple will be cool. Everybody, Gurudev explained in Toulouse a few years ago, everybody is an expansion of Radharani because she's the complete Swarup Shakti. So her mood includes all of those moods. Plus, in her way of having their mood. For example, she has Mother Yasoda's mood of nourishing Krishna, but added with Madhurya Ras, so that it becomes more complete. She has the friendship Ras of Subal, but more complete, mixed with Madhurya Ras. They'll wrestle, they'll joke, they'll have word games, and she'll defeat Krishna in the word games. When she wants to create the scenery for her pastimes with Krishna, she'll manifest as Giri Govardhan out of her heart, or Vrindavan. So similarly, when she wants to serve Krishna as her own best girlfriend, she, to facilitate and nourish her pastimes with Krishna, she manifests as Lalita Devi, who is 27 days older than she is. So therefore, she's like a Shiksha Guru to Radhika. I'm sorry?
The Brij Basi are telling like this, but Gurudev also gave one class one day in Mathura, and he said actually, Lalita Saptami, Radha Astami, she comes one day after. Radha Rani comes one day
after Lalita.
Only one day. By deduction.
By what?
By
I understand, that's your question. That's your question. Right.
Radha Astami 8.
Right. So both Gurudev does, and I think that's discussed, the two, how to reconcile. It's discussed in this lecture that we'll be reading. So we'll go on to the next verse, singing together. Raka Shuda Kirana Mandala Kanti Dandi Vakra Shriyam Chakita Charu Chamuru Netram Radha Pishadam Vidana Kala Prashidam Devim Gunai Sulalitam Lalitam Namami. As we mentioned on the first day, Gurudev said if you're singing a bhajan without knowing the translation, then it's just sense gratification, it's melody. You'll get some sukritis, but it's just sense gratification at the moment. And if you know the translation, but not the deep meaning, you don't make so much advancement. If you know the deep meaning, but you're not weeping, you don't make very much advancement. And if you're weeping, but your heart is not melting, which comes at the stage of about asakti, very advanced stage, then those are crocodile tears, and you don't get the full benefit. The full benefit comes when the heart is melting. Before the heart is melting, one day I'll weep and think that I have attained something, and then the next day I'm chastising someone. Don't you realize who I am and you didn't listen to what I said? And then the next day weeping and the next day angry. So I offer obeisances to Sri Lalita Devi, whose beautiful face mocks the full moon, whose eyes are ever restless like those of a startled doe, who is famous for her extraordinary expertise in the art of dressing Srimati Radhika and who is the treasure house of unlimited feminine qualities. So all these comparisons, that her face mocks the brilliance of the full moon, can you guide them here? And her eyes are ever restless, like those of the startled doe. Okay. So, the comparison is made, but there's no comparison. Like Krishna is described as Natavada, as the best of dancers. But there's no comparison with his dancing and anyone else's dancing. He's compared with Lord Shiva, who dances at the time of destruction, who is also known as Natavada. But there's no comparison. So there's no comparison. Everything is there. The doe is there. The moon is there. But they're all there created as conversation pieces and as udipans for giving pleasure. Krishna is compared with a bumblebee who goes to from one flower to another and drinks the honey. And then when he's finished with the honey from that flower, he's not grateful that I got so much honey from that flower, but he goes on to the next flower and just leaves that flower. And he goes from gopi to gopi and then queen to queen. Even to Kupja. So the gopis are comparing Krishna to a bee. So first comes Krishna. First comes Lalita. Although they are, everything is eternal. But all the other beings are just reflections of the original. Krishna criticizes Radha. And the gopis also criticize Krishna that you have stolen the beauty. The gopis criticize Krishna that previously the most beautiful thing was the lotus in the autumnal pond. But you are just like a thief. Not you, but your eyes are just like a thief. And you've stolen the beauty from the innermost part of the lotus flower. And now what happened? The beauty of the lotus flower became dim and dull. And now your eyes have their own beauty plus the lotuses. Krishna also, quote unquote, criticizes Radhika that you're a thief. You've stolen everything from my Vrindavan. From the lotus flowers, you've stolen the beauty and the fragrance. From the kadamba tree, you've stolen that. From the cuckoos, you've stolen the voice. And now everything is dim by comparison. Before they weren't dim, but because you stole, now you're better and they're dim. But of course that's not the case. The case is that everything expands from Radharani, the whole of Vrindavan. And the lotus flower comes from Krishna. So really, there's no comparison of Lalita, the beauty of the restlessness of her eyes, and the beauty of the restlessness of the eyes of the doe, but we can't understand any of that until we go there.
Why the lotus only belongs to Krishna?
Belongs?
Why the lotus comes from Krishna only, not from her?
Not from Radharani? From Radharani, from Krishna, they're one in that sense. Depending on one's point of view, you can see the thing from different angles. In a few weeks, Gurudev will be installing the deities here at Gopinath Bhavan. So if you're standing on the right side, I'm standing in the front, somebody's standing behind, we're seeing the same deity from different angles and seeing a little differently, but it's the same deity. So on Baladev Purnima, we say that all jivas come from Baladev. On Radhastami, we say that all jivas are manifested from her. They are the marginal potency coming from her swarup. from the Swarup Shakti. So she's very expert in the art of dressing Radhika, bathing, ornamenting, putting on unguents, and she also gives, under her direction, the Manjaris also bathe, dress, and decorate Radhika. Sometimes under her direction, and sometimes they're allowed to go in, although Lalita is the topmost of all the gopis who are called Parama Prestha Sakis, the topmost of all the five different kinds of Sakis, the friends of Srimati Radhika. Although they're on the highest rank, still they can't do certain things that the Manjaris can do, which is enter into the Kunj when Radharani and Krishna are having their most confidential pastimes. So Lalita will wait for the Manjari to come out, say Rupa Manjari, and say, can I go in now? Is it okay? Yes, it's okay. Gurudev gave the example that he was giving this class to our GBC Godbrothers, and he said, just like if somebody wants to come and see your Prabhupada, they have to ask you, is it okay, and make an appointment with you. So the third verse. Lasyo lasadbu jagasatchu patatri chitra patan sukham baranakam chuli kanchitangim korau chumaru chivigaramago manam devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namami. I offer pranam unto Sri Lalita Devi, whose body is adorned with a splendid sari as brilliant as the multicolored tail feathers of an ecstatically dancing peacock. Again, we can't compare, but to help us out, the comparison is given. Whose breast is covered with an exceedingly attractive blouse called the kanchuli, whose hair part is decorated with shimmering red vermilion. Red vermilion means that the Sindhu means that the gopi is married. So this is a very special decoration because without the gopis being married to another, there's no question of paramour ras. So it gives a very good udipan to the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and their associates headed by Lalita. And it wears various necklaces and other jeweled ornaments. Her golden complexion defeats that of even Garochana, which is a bright golden pigment. You know, there's the Swati Nakshatra, a certain constellation. And when it rains during that constellation, then the water that touches the cow's hoof makes the puts a golden color, a golden pigment on the cow. Like when that water enters the water, it goes into the oyster shell and puts a pearl there. So when it touches the cow's hoof, it gives a yellow pigment. And so, again, there's no comparison, but her complexion is compared with that yellow pigment. And she possesses innumerable good qualities. Dorate Virjindra Tanaye Tanashustavanya Madakshina Bhavakalam Kunilagavaya Radhe Giram Shumaritam Shamantim Devim Gunai. I offer obeisances to Sri Lalita Devi, the charming treasure house of all good qualities, who instructs Srimati Radhika in this way, as her Shiksha Guru. O unchaste one, Kalankani, Radhe, listen to my good instructions, which are favorable for you. Prajanya Nandan is very crafty. Don't display your mood of gentle submission to him. Instead, in all circumstances, be contrary. Why is Lalita speaking in this way? Gurudev said, the analogy is given with water. Water is very, very plentiful. And so we don't appreciate the value of water. But just imagine if there was no water. Can you imagine? Couldn't clean yourself, you couldn't drink, you couldn't cook. Huh?
You just die.
You just die. But because it's so plentiful, we don't appreciate it. So Lalita is telling Radhika, if you make yourself easy for Krishna by your dakshin submissive mood, then Krishna won't appreciate you and he'll go to other gopis. Therefore you should maintain your man, your sulky mood towards Krishna. Sometimes she instructs Radharani to give it up for the same reason, and sometimes she instructs her to keep it, depending on what's necessary for the pastime. She always knows what's necessary for the pastime.
So she is Srimati Radhika's guru.
Yeah. Radham abhibha japate kritimatma jena kutam managapi vilogya vilohitakshim vagbhangi bhistam achirena vilajayantim devim gunai sulalitam lalitam namani. I offer an obeisances unto the abode of all good qualities, the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who, upon hearing Krishna speak even a few sly words to Srimati Radhika, immediately becomes furious and shames him with her biting sarcastic remarks. Oh, you are so truthful and simple-hearted, such a chaste lover. She doesn't let him get away with anything. She is a Pragalbha, that means extreme to the left wing. Radharani is, what is it? Mridya, which means in between, left wing and right wing. And then the more submissive gopis are Mridvi. Oh, she's Madhya. Radharani is Madhya. So is Vishakha, because she's born on the same day. Vishakha's born the same day. That means it's her day too.
They are twins somewhere.
What?
They are twins, but not by the same mother.
Yeah. And other submissive gopis, like Dhanya, are Mridvi. That is described in Ujjvala Nilamani and quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other various books. How when Krishna will do something, for example, unchaste, the different gopis respond differently. The dakshin bhav gopis, those who are submissive, they might weep or not say anything. But the madhya gopis, like Radhika, they will have a little bit of sarcasm. And like Radharani will say, oh, Krishna comes late. He rises very late in the morning. And Radharani said, oh, you look so handsome with your black and red marks all over you. With the black and red combined, you look just like Lord Shiva. That would make purple. But the marks, she's indicating, came from another gopi. And Lalita, she would just completely make him ashamed without any hesitation. And she always sticks up for Radharani. Now, Gurudev has said on many occasions that we can think of all these bhajans while we're chanting our japa. I once asked him particularly about the prayer to Govardhan. Pramada madana leela kandare kandare te. I said, can we pray to Govardhan this prayer while I'm chanting Hare Krishna? And Gurudev said, you can pray to anyone who will help you. That is, anyone who's participating in the pastimes that are contained within the Hare Krishna mantra, and Lalita is one of the main participants, they can help you get in or help you chant the holy name purely. So, for example, we can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, and at the same time think, either in Sanskrit or in English. First we'll do this Sanskrit. Vatsalya vrindavasatim pashupalya nagyam sakyanu shikshanam kalasu gurum shakina radha balavaraja jivati nirishisham devin guna sulalitam naritam namami. I offer obeisances unto the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, who possesses all divine qualities, who is also the recipient of Yasoda Devi's parental affection. If Yasoda Devi sees Lalita, she knows that, oh, Radhika is close behind, so she becomes so happy to see her. She's the guru of all the Sakis. There are many groups called youths, and the head of the group of gopis is called Yuta Aishwari. Aishwari means Ishwari, means controller or leader of that group. So Lalita is a group leader, Vishaka is a group leader, Radhika is a group leader. That means they're independent gopis who have their own individual relationships with Krishna in Sambhog Lila, in all the amorous pastimes with Krishna. But Lalita and Vishaka prefer to serve under the yute of Srimati Radhika. And then those who are servants of Radhika, the Manjaris, they serve in the gunas, or the groups within that yute, in the yute of Vishaka, within the group of Lalita. So we want to be under Lalita's guidance. So we're praying to her that one day we can be under her guidance. Now, is she actually hearing her prayer, our prayers? Now, because we hear in the song Sharanagati that Brajendra Sutta Krishna, he hears the prayers of only those who are Sharanagat devotees, who are surrendered, who give up everything unfavorable, who accept everything favorable, who think that only Krishna is my maintainer and my protector, and he will always protect me and maintain me. And if he's surrendered his Atma, so he has no other desire than the desire to please Krishna. So, on his own level, not like an Uttama, Adagrai. So when somebody's at this stage, Krishna listens to his prayers. So are we Sharanagat? Like for me, I know I'm not Sharanagat. I'll always go to somebody else for help. Can you help me with this? Well, can you help me with that? Well, can you help me with that? And I'm thinking that I can't do without that person. Like insanity.
What you say is not relevant, because everyone who will help you will get some sukriti.
That's your kind way of saying things. So if you help me, and you should all help me in my Krishna consciousness, and then you'll get a lot of sukritis. So we know that Gurudev is hearing us, and therefore we go to him first and pray for his mercy that he'll speak to Lalita, that she'll please be kind and hear our prayers. So she's always instructing, she's the guru of all the gopis, always instructing them all in the art of friendship. That doesn't mean that the gopis are neophytes, but still, gopis take instructions from gopis. Nobody could be higher than Radharani, but she takes instructions from Lalita and from Vishakha. So this prayer can be remembered when chanting japa. And then praying that she'll help us, she'll become our guru in friendship, she'll give us that friendship with Radha. And then particularly this is a very important verse coming up to meditate on while chanting. Because it shows her mercy on anyone who has the slightest desire to become Radharani's servant. I hope that time will come in some millions of births of having the slightest desire. Very important verse. Yam kama pi vajakule vishabhanu jaya preksha sapaksha paravi anuradhimanam sadhyastaristagatinamakritayatayantim devim guna sulavitam lavitam namami. I offer obeisances unto the supremely charming Sri Lalita Devi, the treasure house of all good qualities. Upon seeing any young maiden anywhere in Braj and discerning that she is inclined towards her Priya Sakhi, Srimati Radhika, Lalita immediately tells Radhika that she must accept this person in her own party, in her own, means her own Swapaksha party. There are four parties, Swapaksha, Vipaksha, Suhipaksha, and Tatastha. Does everybody know what those four are? Can you raise your hands who don't know what those four are? And Jamuna raised two hands. So she extra did, extra. Or is that just Hari Bol, I know them. So there are four kinds of gopis. I mean, there are many groups of many numbers, but one of the number groups of the four kinds of gopis is that those who are fully in Radhika's party, like all of our disciplic succession, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like our Gurudev, like Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, all headed by Rupa Goswami, and Lalita, Vishakha, all the Parampraista Sakis of the eight principal gopi friends of Radhika, they're Swapaksha. And they are Vipaksha to Chandravali's group. And those in Chandravali's Swapakshas, they're Vipaksha to Radhika's group. Then Suhripaksha, the friends, they may be just 10% away from Radhika's group, and Radhika will stand up and honor Shyamala or some other Suhripaksha gopi and welcome them to her group, whereas those in her Swapaksha, Swamin zone, headed by Lalita, Radharani considers them her own self. So then, the Suhripaksha gopis are to test the Paksha to Chandravali's group. They're neutral. They're friendly to Radharani, but they're not Vipaksha to Chandravali. They're neutral. And those who are friendly to Chandravali, like Bhadra, are Swapaksha to Bhadra, are neutral to Radharani. They're more inclined towards Chandravali and not as against Radha's group as Chandravali's main group. So in this way, there's a lot of excitement in the pastimes. And all those gopis are expansions of Radharani to give Krishna pleasure. When Radharani acts like she's angry with Krishna that he went to another gopi, she explains to Krishna in the guise of the demigoddess that actually when she's angry at him, she's only angry at him for his benefit. That why do you go to such a place where you can't find any happiness? Like a mother might be angry at her child for not acting in his best interest. So Lalita is a treasure house of all good qualities. Upon seeing any maiden anywhere who who's inclined towards her Priyasakhi Radhika, she immediately tells Radhika to accept Radhika in her own party. Radhika accepts her Manjaris as her own body. Therefore, she's not at all hesitant that they come in and I have to end in a few minutes, so we'll go more quickly. And then this evening we'll have a reading from Gurudev's lecture. At what time? At exactly what time? 6:30? Is 6:30? If anybody's available and wants to come at 6:30, we'll read at that time. Very interesting things. Is that good for you? Tonight? If he's speaking tonight? You think he's speaking tonight?
But for Gurudev, I think tomorrow is...
It's Lalita, so why would he be speaking tonight?
He will be speaking tomorrow, most probably.
So we're talking about tonight. Otherwise, we could do it tomorrow morning. Because this is going on the internet. It's being uploaded. Oh, it's on calendar. I don't know why Gurudev's observing it.
Because there are two for the Indian part, it's today. But for the Bengali part, it's tomorrow. Even the Vishwakarma thing, it overlaps sometime like this. What I've heard is that the Radha Ashtami goes on the 20th until 6:30 in the morning. This is why Gurudev prefers to observe it that day.
Yeah, it's a Titi thing, not a day thing. A Titi might start in the middle of one day and end in the beginning of the next day.
Yeah.
So therefore there's overlapping.
So then the Mangalarti is in that, until 6:30. Hare Krishna.
So when should we do the reading then? Tomorrow morning? Tonight. Okay, because tomorrow is unknown what will happen. Okay. Okay.
You can
offer pranams to Sri Lalita Devi, the embodiment.
We didn't sing.
Okay. Radha Brajendra Sutta Sangama Ramacharyam Pariyam Vinischiv Patimakiva Tango Kula Priyasaki Nikadamba Mukyam Devim Gunai Sulalita. I offer obeisances unto Sri Lalita Devi, the embodiment of all divine virtues and the foremost of all the favorite sakis of Gokula. Her primary task is providing pleasure for Sri Radha Govinda by arranging their meetings. This delightful seva surpasses the enjoyment of all the best festivals combined together. Tonight we'll find out just how she, different pastimes of how she arranges their meeting, also about her birth and some very nice pastimes of hers. In Uchagaon. Nanda namoni lalita guna padyani yakpatati nirmala drishti astu pritya vikarshati janam nijavindamadhi If a person with a cheerful and pure heart recites this astaka, so this is an impetus to pray in all the other bhajans or to weep into all the other bhajans. Please make my heart cheerful and pure so that I can get this mercy from Lalita, from Jamuna, from Vrinda. So anyone who in that mood recites this astakama in praise of Lalita, he will be affectionately brought into Srimati Radhika's own group of sakis. Lalita Devi is superbly ornamented with beauty, grace and charm, and along with Srimati Radhika is the effulgent and wish-fulfilling creeper of Vishabhanu Maharaj's family that winds around the kalpa briksha of Krishna. Krishna is compared with a tree, Radharani is the creeper, and Lalita is the like the main leaves and or flowers of that creeper. And Rupa Manjari is the Manjari. So Gurudev said that if you're just chanting Hare Krishna without singing the bhajans, you'll be filled with all material desires. So remembering these bhajans and praying to Srila Rupa Goswami, the author, and who's ever the author of the bhajans, that please, by your mercy, Guru Mukha Padma Vaikya Chitete Kodiya Aikya, make this my bhajan. Then when we chant Hare Krishna, which is the process, because Krishna's name has the power to create innumerable universes and in the next second destroy them and in the next second create them. And it also has the power to give all these pastimes. All the pastimes are within the names. Millions of Srimad Bhagavatams are in one mantra. And millions of rasa dances are in one Hare Krishna mantra. And Lalita and all of her assistants are also in the mantra. So we can pray to her while chanting and pray to the whole disciplic succession to give us the purity to get her mercy. So Lalita Devi ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Gurudeva ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol, Panchiko Bhattaribhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva cha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. What time is the program on the left?